The following story has been brought to you by StoriesToInspire.org.
You know, there is a wonderful organization, and they make Shabbatons in Israel, Arechim, and they've made and brought back many thousands of Baalei Teshuvah, both in Israel and America as well. Well, there was one Shabbaton that there were a lot of Baalei Teshuvah that came together as a reunion, and they're sitting in a circle. Each person stood up and told their story of how they became religious. And there was a lady there from Eilat who stood up and said, "The reason why I am Jewish religious today, Ba'alat Tshuva, is only because of my 6-year-old daughter." She brought back the entire thing. A 6-year-old girl. People lend an ear. The whole room seemed to lean in an inch or two. And it was there that she started this story. And she told them, she said, "You know, we live in Eilat, predominantly not Jewish, or not religious rather, Hashalom, not religious community. And my daughter, well, she went, as everyone else sends, she went to a typical, what you would call, public style school in Israel. And before every Chag, before every holiday, they would come home with crayons, little pictures here and there." She said, "One week her daughter came home. And she said, 'Ima, my teacher just taught us this week about lighting Shabbat candles. Could we light Shabbat candles this week?' She said, 'It's something very special.'" The mother looks at her daughter. "Shabbat candles? We're not religious. We don't do stuff like that." "No, but Ima, my Mora said that it's something very special. And if it's something special, why wouldn't you want to do it?" The mother starts to get frustrated. She turns to her child. "Didn't I tell you? I told you we're not religious. We don't like Shabbat candles in this house. The only time we light candles is once a year, Yom HaTzmaut, all the soldiers that gave their lives away for the land of Israel. But that's it. Shabbat candles, not in this house." Well, the girl walks away with her head hung low, brokenhearted somewhat. She was looking forward to this, and she let it go. The next day she comes back. "Ima, ulai, maybe we can light Shabbat candles." Again, a mother starts yelling at her. "That's it. I don't want to hear about this anymore. I don't know what they're teaching in that school. I thought this was a regular public tichonit school. What's going on? I'm going to call the mora. I don't want to hear about it anymore." Well, this little girl, she gives up. Or so it seems. That Friday, this little girl makes her way over to the local makolet. And there she walks up to the man in the makolet. And she says to him, "Could I buy 2 Shabbat candles?" Little 6-year-old girl. The Baal HaMakolet, the store owner, he smiles. He knows the girl. He knows her family. He knows that they're not Shomrei Shabbat. So he figures, hey, probably the girl got it wrong. Probably her mother really doesn't want Shabbat candles. They're not Shomrei Shabbat. So what does he do? He goes to the back of the store and he brings this little girl 2 Yahrzeit candles. Le'ilui Nishmat. And he hands it to her in those glass jars and he puts it on the family cheshbon, on the family bill. And she thanks him. "Oh, Shabbat candles, thank you." She goes home. Well, that evening, her father comes home from work. He comes in. He sits down. He looks around. He asks his wife, "So, where's my daughter?" "She's upstairs in her room. You know, a little odd. She's been quiet. She's been up there all night. She hasn't come down." So the father calls down his daughter. No answer. Again, he calls her. No answer. So he wants to see something's very funny. So he goes upstairs and he knocks on her door and she says, "Ken?" And he says, "It's Abba." "Okay, come in. Kanes." The father opens the door and there the father sees his 6-year-old daughter sitting by the little table in her room with 2 Yahrzeit candles lit on her table. The father looks. The father turns to his daughter and says, "Maze? Ma olech kan? Ma kore? What are you doing?" And she smiles. And she said, "I lit them. Echad la'aba, ve'echad le'ima." The father, looking at the 2 Yahrzeit candles, echad la'aba, ve'echad le'ima. His jaw dropped to the floor. He tried to get out words, but nothing came out. And he just stood there, and he was like, he screams down to his wife, "You better get up here." His wife hears that this is serious. She comes running up the steps. She comes running into the room. And then when the wife comes walking, running in, she And then she turns to her daughter, Ma olech kan? What's going on? And again, the girl with a smile. Echad la'aba, ve'echad la'ima. That's all the mother had to hear. The mother went crazy. She turned every color. She started screaming. She started crying. And she said, what happened? My own daughter, she's lighting Yahrzeit candles on me. At that moment, when she looked at those candles, a small little memory came back to her. The mother remembered, as she looked at the flicker in those little flames, she remembered a grandmother that she had that used to light every Friday night Shabbat candles. And the mother started to cry. And she turned to her husband and she said, you know, I think this is a sign and I'm going to get the message. I better do something quick or my child's going to light, God forbid, Yahrzeit candles on me. And the next Shabbat, mother and daughter went to Makolet together, but this time they came home with Shabbat candles. And after one Shabbat, two or three, the father decided to stop working on Shabbat. And little by little, this six-year-old girl, who wouldn't let up with such purity, with such innocence, was the one responsible for bringing Borei Olam into the home and being Chozer B'Tshuva the entire thing. That's the Emunah B'Tachon of our children. That's the way we come to the Seder Pesach night. And there are the three partners, again creating that child within us, to come again as a child, to talk about the greatness and the beauty of Borei Olam and everything He did for us, mesmerized by the story, as if we never heard it once before. A few years back, I had the zechut to go with my family for Pesach to Israel. And there was many points, but one portion of that trip that I'll never forget. And that is when the plane landed in Ben-Gurion Airport. At that time, my Adina was much younger. I believe she was 6 years old. Just when the plane landed, everyone starts clapping. And Adina looks out the window, and she looks back at me, and she has such a sad face. I said, Adina, what's the matter? And she says, Abba, this can't be Eretz Yisrael. I said, why not? She says, look outside. I don't see any Beit HaMikdash. Do you know that there was an old man sitting in front of us? When he heard that, he started to cry. And he turned to me and he said to me, ay, 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 halavai, I should be able to come to Eretz Yisrael with such purity. A young child, this can't be Eretz Yisrael. Abba, look outside, there's no Beit HaMikdash. We got the wrong place. This can't be it. With such innocence, with such feeling, with such purity. That's the way we're to come to the Seder. V'higadeta lebincha, talk to your child. The child within you. Arba banim, they're all personalities to that child. Speak to him, her. Because that's the essence of the night. We have the three partners in place to create again. The child within you, to come to the Seder and reach the great levels of Emunah Bashem, like that of young children, with such innocence. Emunah Pshuta Bashem. I'd like to share with you something that I heard from my Chavruta yesterday. This is something that to me was very moving. I hope that Hashem gives me the ability to give it over properly. The way he told it over to me was wonderful. I actually invited him. I told him, you know, you said that over so well. Please, come. Talk to the people, tell them. Somehow or other, it was difficult for him to make it, so I'm going to give it my best shot. Borei Olam should give the words. He told me over that in Long Island, a family by the name of Greenstein, who at that time was simply Jewish just by their last name, but not more than that, no religion in the home at all, nothing at all. And their young daughter, Eliza, who was going to day school, Hebrew day school. And every time she'd come home before a holiday, and she'd bring pictures, and the family, they would discuss it, but then they'd put it away because they didn't want to encourage the religious side of what it means to be a Jew. Because they weren't religious. And they didn't want to get into problems with their little daughter. They didn't know how to explain certain things. They just wanted it to let it be. Well, right before Pesach, little Eliza came home. But this time she brought home with her a beautiful cup. And the cup was made out of silver foil that they made together in arts and crafts in school. And on the cup it said, Eliyahu Hanavi. And she showed it to her parents. And she said, Ma, Dad, this is the cup that we're going to put out the night of Pesach. This is the cup that Eliyahu HaNavi is going to drink from. Now the father, he didn't know how to break it to his little girl. The night of Pesach, Eliyahu HaNavi, we don't do the Seder in this house. We haven't kept Pesach in decades. But he didn't want to break the little girl's heart. So he figured, you know what? Like a game, he'll play along. And sure enough, came the night of Pesach, and the little girl was there running the Seder. And the parents were playing along just to humor her. And the little girl would sit there with her sheets, and she'd go page by page, Kadesh or Hatz. Okay, Daddy, it's your turn. You break the matzah. He breaks, and they're all laughing, and it's a game. It's like one big game. To them, it was like playing Twister. Everybody's in it, the whole family together. They're humoring her. Hey, for the little girl, why not? She's having a good time. They went through one thing after the next. But this girl wouldn't let up. She really held to the rules of this game. And she made her father read. And she made her mother eat. And after a while, the parents started to get a little bit upset. This girl was very pushy. She wouldn't take no for an answer. And she insisted that the parents do every single detail. Because that's the way she learned it in school. Till it came to the point where the father was hatched. He turns to his daughter and he says, Alright, listen, this game got out of hand. Enough! Alright? I had a little piece of matzah. You told me I didn't eat enough. I had a little piece of maror. You told me I didn't dip it into the haroset. I had enough! This is crazy! I tried to be a good sport. I tried to play along, but you're pushing it. The father picks up and he leaves the table. He goes upstairs. The mother says, Honey, don't worry. And the mother goes upstairs, and the little girl, she stays downstairs, and she's holding the cup of Eliyahu. And there she's the only one left, holding the kos shel Eliyahu that she made. So, she pops open that bottle of Kedem wine, she fills up the kos of Eliyahu the all the way up to the top. Ah. You want to hear the end of this? That night, at 2 o'clock in the morning, the father, something didn't let him sleep. He gets out of bed. He goes downstairs to the fridge for a glass of water and a Pepsi after all that matzah. You know what I mean? And as he's walking by the rooms, he peeks into his daughter's room and he sees that she's not in bed. It's 2 o'clock in the morning. Where is she? But he walks downstairs and this is what he sees. He sees little Eliza with her nose plastered right up to the glass of the window, looking outside and waving. 2 o'clock in the morning, who is she waving to? What is she doing out of bed? He walks up to his daughter and he says to her, Eliza, who are you waving to? The girl turns around and he sees that there's tears coming down her cheeks. And she says, Papa, Daddy, what do you mean who I'm waving to? You just missed him. Eliyahu HaNavi was just here. I'm waving to him. Goodbye. The father looks outside. He doesn't see anybody. But this girl was tearing, crying, waving, goodbye. I'm going to see you next year in Jerusalem. Our kids. And how we are to come to the Seder, the night of Pesach, to create that child again within us. With the shutafim, with the partners present, to create that child. And to come with that innocence and that purity. Mechadash, fresh, as if we never heard it, with attention to every single detail.
Enjoyed this story? Come again. Bring a friend. StoriesToInspire.org